Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Actually, it's less than a week before Thanksgiving, right? Friday, November the 19th, and Thanksgiving is next Tuesday. No. Good going, Doug. I want to see if anybody will catch me. I caught myself, though. It's next to Thursday, so here we are, Friday the 19th of November, just before Thanksgiving. It's International Men's Day, ladies. This is your day, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, because as we all know, without men, you would be nothing. The world would be, it just would be a big, empty, open space, because you have to have men in order to have babies, as my son pretty appropriately proved this week with the birth of his new son. He and Sophie had
a... I don't really need a man to have a baby, but okay.
Well, you got to have the stuff.
I mean, there has to be a man somewhere in a clinic.
Man. Yes, right.
Can't just milk him, though. That'd be technicality or society.
See, I knew this would start something. Okay, so International Men's Day is observed every year on November 19th. And the focus here, ladies, is on men's health and improving gender relations. How do we classify or qualify gender relations? Relations between men and women? Or relations between men and men, gender relations. It doesn't say gender relationships. It says gender relations, highlighting male role models. Like, I think I'm a male role model. Don't you think? You think I'm a male role model?
Yeah, I think so.
Sure. Yeah. I think I'm trying to be, and I don't mean this facetiously. I want to be a good model for my grandchildren. I think my children tell me from time to time that I was an okay role model, maybe better for Brendan than Megan. But I think the positivity that I have has rubbed off on them, for the most part. But the things today we're supposed to express have to do with promoting positive expressions of masculinity now. So then we get into a definition of masculinity, because there's a big question mark, it seems, with a lot of people these days about what is masculine and what is feminine, and are we blending it into a unisexual reality, and all the focus on these things that we've never talked about before. I think this year has probably been more of a time when the gender confusion stuff comes up, and that's what I call it, gender confusion. Have they figured out what to do at the Olympics, for example, if we even go to the Olympics, what is going to happen with transgender? We have a special Olympics, right, for people who have various...
Those are the same thing.
Yeah, those are people who have physical handicaps.
Are they not just called the Paralympics now?
Paralympics, I think. So then, what's becoming, and Jennifer, you and I think we started this conversation, then when it went around the room. By the way, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria say it again, Doug. Where'd that come from?
Victoria Cucumber?
Keelan. Yeah, Cucumber. How you say Cucumber? Jay Kirshner, checking a lot of things there. So, when you met the men that are in your life, how did you figure they were masculine? Were you looking for masculine? Do you know what you were looking for, or is it just there? It felt right in terms of masculinity.
You mean straight? Were they straight?
No. I mean,
I don't know if you like talk about masculine qualities, but certainly, I guess if you're talking about stereotypical masculine qualities, you're talking about someone who is a caretaker, right? Somebody who can provide for their family, takes care of their family, provides a sense of stability and security. I would think stereotypically that those are probably some of the masculine
personality traits or traits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like all of those things are feminine, too.
How so?
Well, everything that Jen just described is, that's most marriages are I wouldn't necessarily put all of those things just in the masculine basket. I would put them in the feminine as well. Caretaker, provider for the family. You know, what else did you say, Jen? What was the third one?
I think if we're talking about stereotypical, yes, stuff within the household falls to the woman, stuff outside the household to be like that provider falls on the man.
Yeah, back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, those are kind of the stereotypical masculine and feminine characteristics, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it changed then. You said back in the 50s.
I think so.
Changed.
Yeah, it was very, very different. With men were the ones who went out and worked, and women stayed home and raised the children. And it was very odd if there was a woman who had a job, or a man who wanted to be the
My mother never had a job in her life. Never had.
You know,
a job.
I forget what year it was, but
neither did my grandmother.
But most women weren't allowed to have a job back then. There were, I mean, in certain states, there were laws that, like, you needed your husband's permission to own to have a checking account. I mean, I forget what year that stopped, but, like,
that was a while ago.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not as far back as you would think, though.
Well, neither is there a right to vote. Neither are all these things that a lot of people just let go. I mean, it's not that long ago.
Right.
So, even now, I'm thinking back to when I owned the houses in California, Jennifer, when I was given a deed to them, it qualified me as in the qualifications, not for the loan, but they would state on, and it must be with your deed as well, a single woman or a single man, unmarried man. What the hell difference does
that?
Why is that any business of the state?
I think because it doesn't. Well, yeah, I know, I agree with you. But I also think it's because there's not another person on the deed with you. So typically, if you're a couple and you go and you buy a house together as a couple, there are two names on the deed. When you're a single person, I think this is why they blatantly list it, is that it's just going to be one person on the title or the deed of whatever you're buying. So I wouldn't take it. I know you've always been, like, bugged by this. I don't think you take it as, like...
You take it, Jen, as
putting a light
of how many people are on it. And
are supposed to be on
personally as, like, as
part of the ownership, right? And you're taking it like somebody's talking about your relationship status.
Got it.
I just think it's none of their business. It just isn't so. Maybe.
Well, but it is, because if you happen to pass, they need to know what happens with the
Where
deed.
Where does it go?
If nobody else is on it,
you
don't
have
a spouse.
Then you have a will. That's all. You just have a will.
Yeah, but when you get a mortgage, they don't ask you for a copy of your will.
Well, but on the mortgage,
they don't keep it on file.
It's not the mortgage
they're counting
is in your
who
name.
You belong to. They're,
right.
Yes.
The mortgage
right.
is in your
but
name.
But the reason they explicitly say that is because they want people to know that this is all reliant on you. This happened to me too. So it's all reliant on you, all reliant on your bank account. You are the single person who is going to be guaranteeing and backing up.
Maybe they should have said singular, and that would have made Doug
feel
better.
And you can change it. You can change the deed. You can update it.
Add Daisy if you want.
Yeah. She'd go out and get a job already.
I own everything in a trust.
Put her in some commercials. She's cute.
Yeah. Well, she is cute. Absolutely.
Let her earn a living.
Yeah. Yep. All right, here's the story of Mary Bowden, who's an ear, nose, and throat doctor at Houston Methodist Hospital, said vaccine mandates are wrong. That's a sentiment that she has tweeted about numerous times. And, excuse me, apparently it cost her job because the folks at the doctor at the hospital didn't like her saying, now, here's back almost to what we were talking about a few minutes ago. Women are not allowed to have the same opinions even today as men are. Agree? Is that a statement that you'd agree on in many circumstances? You don't
agree
with that?
With that at all.
Oh, okay.
What opinions do you think we're not allowed to have that men have?
I think if a man had expressed what this woman did at the Houston Methodist Hospital, he would not have been fired.
Oh, well, then that's a different thing. Sure.
Why is it? Huh?
That's different because that's how women... That's talking about how men and women are treated differently rather than are they allowed to share the same opinion.
I'd also say in this day and age, there are a lot of things that women can say that men can no longer say. So I don't know if that's a great
example.
I think there is a lot of stuff that women can say commenting on people's appearance. There's a lot of stuff that women and gay men, by the way, can say about people's appearance or outward, like what they look like, their vibe, that if a straight man said it, it would be judged very differently.
Mm. I just thought
that's true
in this
some
case,
circumstances. Yeah,
it's true. Yeah, it's definitely true. There's stuff that a straight man said it, people would be like, fire him for sexual harassment, where women and gay men can get away with saying a lot more.
Oh, 100%.
Well, black people can get away with saying a lot more than white people when it comes to referencing themselves, as much as whether that's appropriate or isn't appropriate. It seems strange. This woman was charged with spreading dangerous misinformation because she tweeted that mandates were wrong. That was it. And that was the
That's
end.
Happening
she
a
must
lot.
Have said something else, though, because misinformation doesn't count about your opinion about
it
mandates.
Depends on where you
but
are.
It depends on what you're saying, though, about the
and
vaccine
her work.
Or...
Yeah, I think that depends on where you are. 16 past the hour. The Marriott Hotel in Prague has declined to host a conference of activists and leaders from the Uyghur problem in China. What does that tell you about Marriott's relationship with China?
This is a weird story. Marriott's gotten so much flack for this. As
well
they
should. Yeah, well
now the corporate. So yeah, so what happened was they in Prague, all of the World Uyghur Congress was getting together, and they were looking for a hotel to host the event. They do this every year. Naturally, China doesn't like it because you know they're bashing China, and so the Prague Marriott Hotel basically just said, "Oh, sorry, we can't do that because we are politically neutral." And so even though Marriott's around the world
they're afraid of the Chinese.
They host events all the time. So now that this went public and now international, I thought it was great. The Prague mayor, who I am not even going to attempt to say his name, but the what?
Those are my people.
Oh, yeah. Well, then maybe you
his
can.
His name is Quib.
It's like
it's probably not.
Yes. So he attended the conference, which was obviously held at a different hotel, and he said, I loved his quote. He said, "I hear that China's unhappy about this conference being held here in Prague. Well, I'm unhappy that there's a country in 2021 that has concentration camps."
Good for him.
It's like boom. Now Marriott is really trying to backpedal this and saying that the local hotel didn't know what the corporate policy was and. All this other stuff.
Yeah, right, exactly. They get the bad publicity.
Let's boycott the Olympics and let's boycott Marriott, right?
Yep. Here we are, the boycotters, the girl cotters. It's 18 past. The weight loss stories that are successful many, many, many times have a tie to Calitrin. Calitrin works so marvelously well. It's not like anything else that's on the market today. Not like anything else. Because not necessarily the claims of it being healthy, but the fact that it's all natural. There are no drugs, no stimulants, nothing that's attached to it. And so if you get an adequate amount of sleep and you do some exercising, be careful about what you eat, and let Calitrin repair and rebuild your body, every night take those four capsules before you go to bed, it's like magic. It works. Everybody here will tell you different stories about how it works. But the point is, it works. So go to toploss.com, get the information, read through it. You can spend a little bit of time finding the secret to Calitrin's success, more than I can tell you in 60 seconds or so. What I can do is direct you to toploss.com, their website, and get onto the program now, before the holidays and before you overeat. So you at least have a fighting chance to keep your weight where you want it as we go into the new year. Imagine we're talking about the new year already. Woo! Calitrin at toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV code for no shipping and the BOGO deal. You buy three or more and get the same amount without having to pay for it at toploss.com.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers. Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more OMG deals to turn this Black Friday into the best Friday ever. Get more because you save more on premium brands with eBay's exclusive Best Friday Ever deals. Get more when you get it on eBay.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Trending time now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with the ladies of the day, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keith, and Jennifer Horn. So I can say one thing for sure, all right? Even without us attacking the list today of trending items and comments from you on social media, trending is Christmas, right? Christmas is around Thanksgiving, yes? Try to get a hold of somebody at an airline. I called American because I needed to change some things, and the wait, and I'm at the top end of the whatever their sphere of influence, and it was a 3 hour wait.
Yeah,
to get to
my
talk
mom
to
too. My mom couldn't get on her flight because she wasn't feeling good this week, and mm-hmm. so she rescheduled it. And to do that, it was like she just had them call back because there's like a thing where you can when
yeah,
you call
yeah.
them.
Yeah, yeah. But they call you back.
They'll
in
call
3 hours.
You back. That's exactly yeah. what she had too.
Oh, too yeah. bad your airlines don't have an app that you can just go online and do it yourself, like Southwest.
Well, they do.
You can
do the things that I wanted to do.
Right.
That I
basically,
needed.
Doug doesn't ever pay for a seat up front, as he would say. He has to like browbeat someone into giving him his up.
No, that's not true at all. I'm entitled to it because of my. Standards.
I know. I'm teasing.
And for my mom, because she couldn't take a flight because she was, you know, she's like feeling like her blood pressure. I don't know. She's going through some stuff, and so she had to call because they had to reuse that
one airline
to fly against another one, American.
What
so you couldn't do that online either. And so yeah, when you're calling them, it just takes forever.
Forever and ever. Okay, Travis Scott is back in the focus, and he's not going to be happy about this, but maybe some others will be. We'll tell you the story after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how
often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, so let's get to Travis Scott and whether he's going to be able to walk upright anymore after this lawsuit. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, the latest lawsuit tally, I guess you would say, with the Astroworld, the tragic concert that ended 10 people's lives because people were being trampled and all that. A $2 billion lawsuit. $2 billion. With a B.
There's an optimistic lawyer working on that one.
Yeah, well, it kind of seems like it's like a grab bag for lawyers to hurry up and find anybody who was at this concert, because everybody can sue. If you were there, you probably suffer PTSD, whether you were injured, uninjured, but happened to see it. This was a very traumatic event. And the sad thing is, while this was the worst of it, 2019's Astroworld had some injuries as well, and they did not do anything to keep their keep the crowd safe. Mm-hmm. These are your fans. Take care of your fans. So, and there's a whole lot of pointing, like a finger pointing.
Oh, of course.
The blame game, because it's all, well, these people didn't have the right to stop the concert. Well, those people, like the only people that could stop the concert was this concert promoter and Travis's management team or whoever. And that's not the case.
No. Who's going to buy that?
Travis had the mic. He could have stopped the show.
There are 200 victims. This ambulance chaser has rounded up. So if that was the case and they got $2 billion out of them, each person would get $100 million, right? In this circumstance, I think that's if you did the math.
It's incredible. This one attorney representing 200
and he'll get 30%
alleged victims.
Yeah, okay. Let's see how that
kind
shakes
of an opportunist
out.
$2 billion.
Oh, for sure.
28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volvo Cars USA posted an October sales result of 8,701 cars and more than tripled the sales of its electric Recharge models year to date. Year-to-date sales of Recharge model vehicles with fully electric or plug-in hybrid powertrains grew by 333.9% over 2020. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
News outlet MSNBC has been banned for the remainder of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building.
A news producer from MSNBC followed the jury van last night after deliberations to either intimidate the jury pool or photograph jurors, something true journalists would not do. MSNBC has denied any wrongdoing. The House of Representatives tried to push the partisan social spending bill or Build Back Better to a vote after midnight Friday morning. Republican from California Kevin McCarthy took to the floor and kept talking until the House adjourned for the night.
You're charging more than $5 trillion in this bill. More than 2,000 pages. Enough You're empowering China to be even stronger.
The CBO says it will add hundreds of billions of dollars to the federal deficit and will cost Americans big money. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As COVID-19 lockdowns ruin the lives of millions of Americans, one fact is coming to light. The lockdowns did not work, and people continued to get sick and die where lockdowns were forced by government officials. Dr. Scott Atlas was a former White House Coronavirus Task Force member. He tells Fox News the lockdowns failed.
The problem here is that we have people running the pandemic response that are really not the right people. I saw this with my own eyes. The difference between me and the people like Drs. Birx and Fauci, where Drs. Birx and Fauci were bureaucrats. They're in 40 years of a government position. I was a health policy scholar for 15-plus years and 25 years of medicine experience, clinical and research. Their approach was very different. My approach was bringing in scientific papers from all over the world, keeping current on the data, bringing in experts from the entire country in infectious disease, epidemiology, and speaking with these people. Mine was about more information and critical thinking about the information. And unfortunately for the American people, Dr. Birx was in charge of the task force medical side, and the Birx-Fauci lockdowns were transmitted as advice the entire year of 2020, before, during, and after I was there. The governors heard her written advice, every governor. She visited dozens of states giving the lockdown advice, and those lockdowns were implemented. And the problem is those lockdowns failed to stop the dying, they failed to stop the spread of the infection, and they destroyed millions of people.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, 34 at the hour here on the Friday DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, as we work through the end of the week today. I was noticing on the plane coming back last night a story. this whole business about anti-vaxxers and how much attention they've gotten, maybe they've gotten way more than they ought to. But this story, I was reading a story about the first anti-vaxxers and the fear that was spread in 1796 when doctors heralded the discovery, it was revolutionary at the time, right after our revolution, that the smallpox vaccine the smallpox virus could be prevented with a vaccine. Remember, George Washington had his troops vaccinated as, you know, best they could during the Battle of 1776. Well, one of the things that was spread around by the anti-vaxxers at the time is that if you got a shot, you would become half cow, half human.
Never heard that. That's
did it happen?
That'd be convenient.
Yeah.
Half cow.
Half cow, half human. Yep. So this is not the first time there's been much anti-vax stuff floating around. There always kind of is. But I don't think we haven't had the news media that we have today. It spreads stuff around, plus social media. So that's where, excuse me, a lot of that stuff comes from. All right, so people in the news. Kirsten, I said that about her, but that's putting the R in the wrong place. Kristen Stewart has been talked about as perhaps someone who would get an Oscar for her role playing Diana Spencer. The movie is Spencer, but apparently she was interviewed, Jay, and said she didn't give a about whether she got an Oscar or not.
Yeah, she says that now, and then if she wins, it's, like, all exciting. I honestly haven't seen Spencer, but just from what I have seen from her in the past, she is a very whiny actress, and I cannot imagine her getting an Oscar nomination, let alone actually winning the award. I could be wrong. Again, I have not seen it, just based on things I've seen of her in the past. She's a very whiny actress. Like, all of her characters, I don't see the character. I see Kato.
Yeah.
That's why I was kind of wondering, like, is it just a series? Is Spencer the movie, and Doug, you're the only one who's seen it? I mean, eventually I'll see it when I can watch it at home, but it just feels like it's a series of one pouty look after another. And I mean, that's how the trailers have looked. You barely hear her speak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know. I mean, does she get the accent right? Do you believe
it? She's not bad with the accent. She kind of plays the part. It's an interesting way that she's presented, driving her own car, going, stopping at a Burger King to get food for her children, that kind of stuff. The fellow who was her bodyguard, a guy named Ken Wharf, has talked about the movie and said, because he was her bodyguard at the time when the movie takes place, he said, quote, out of all the people who played Diana over the past 10 years, she's the closest to her, which I thought was kind of interesting.
He said that Kristen Stewart got all of Diana's intricate mannerisms down.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that is interesting.
I think that's good, though. If you're an actor and you're going into a role going, I'm doing this for an award, or I'm doing this to be recognized finally.
This is the script that's going to get me my Oscar.
I don't think that's the right motivation. You probably have a lot of people who do that, and then they overact, or they're trying way too hard, and so many times you have to perform in a role, especially taking on a role that somebody knows the person, right? We know the mannerisms and the look of Diana. I think if you try too hard, that's going to be pretty evident. So she probably went in with the right state of mind.
And so many people have already portrayed her. So it's not like she's breaking new ground as the first person to be Diana.
Mm-hmm. Helen Mirren, also a name in the news, going to get the SAG Lifetime Achievement Award. Isn't the Screen Actors, that thing is this weekend, isn't it?
No, January.
The Music Awards are this weekend.
Right. Yeah, it's either January or February. They move it
what
around.
What awards this weekend?
The American Music Awards.
Oh, okay. So who's up for that? People we don't know, for the most part, right?
Well, no, that's American artists, so everybody's big in American music.
Popular musicians.
Like, who else? Who would I know that's going to get an award?
You don't have to be American. It's just what's happening on the American
show. Okay, give me a name.
He says pop music. He doesn't know, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's nominated. He's asking for a nominee. Right.
Is Adele going to get an award?
Probably not, because her music doesn't come out until this weekend. Yeah.
So is Coldplay going to get an award?
I don't know who's nominated. You keep asking us all the same questions, but we don't have the nominees in front of us.
But it would be those kind
of acts that would be nominated. They're going to be common names of people that
Swift,
you know.
Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars. Right.
The Grammys are the ones that kind of bring in the more obscure people that maybe you haven't heard about yet, that are critically acclaimed, not so popular.
Okay. Anyway, Helen Mirren's roles are pretty wide and broad. Don't you think she's fun in Fast and Furious?
Yeah, she really is
cool. Yeah. She was in the movie Red with Bruce Willis.
She's great.
Morgan Freeman, she's really good in that. And the guy who, what's the guy's name who's in the McDonald's commercials and does that TV show Succession? Cox is his last name.
Brian Cox?
Brian Cox, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He plays her love interest. Anyway, she's 76.
Oh, I know. She proves that older people can be sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because she is. She's gorgeous. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yep. 76 years old. She'll be the 57th recipient of the Guild's prize, which goes to actors who foster the, quote, finest ideals of the acting profession. So who are some of the others? I remember John Wayne got this. I remember George Clooney seems to me got this. Clint Eastwood got it. Pretty much anybody who's anybody has gotten this Lifetime Achievement Award from the Screen Actors Guild. So anyway, she's got.
Well, I'm happy
of...
for her for that, but I'm really excited for her to be hosting the Harry Potter game show challenge. That's going to be really fun. She's hosting the Hogwarts thing. That's going to be awesome. I'm so excited for that.
When is that on? Do you remember, Victoria?
I feel like it starts at the end of this month or maybe the beginning of next month. It's 4 weeks, so it's four different episodes.
And how does one watch that?
It'll be on TV. It's on one of the major networks.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
She's playing host.
All right. Good for her. Paul McCartney has a new book out. It's called Lyrics. Who's interested in this, ladies? Is anybody here beside me a fan of McCartney?
I am, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I don't say I am, I'll be disowned. My mom's in love with Paul McCartney. He just doesn't know it yet.
This is one of the best songs the Beatles ever did. Crank this up, will you please?
Can I say that something?
Did you? Well, that's good. His new book is called The Lyrics. McCartney writes about how he and Lennon spoke about baking bread the final time they spoke. He said, quote, "It was very special to me that we reached out at that point, actually, because you had the whole horrible thing of the group breaking up. I think we just realized, come on, guys, we love each other. What are we doing? We're messing around." And I think that was true. All the egos and everybody that was involved in the breakup. Imagine if they'd have kept going as the Beatles, how much more they would have made.
Wow.
Although they all did okay on their own, for sure. But anyway, the two of them grew up in the same neighborhood in Liverpool. They used to, on the kitchen table when they were 16 years old. He told that story. I thought it was fabulous when he was on the karaoke thing with Corden. They drove around Liverpool. Did you ever see that?
That was
a great episode.
That was yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, it's funny because you know how Paul McCartney recently kind of got some flack for saying that the Rolling Stones, because it's always the Beatles versus the Stones, right? It's like that old debate. So he said that the Stones were just a blues cover band. Well, a couple weeks ago, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, a friend of mine was in L.A. on business, and she and her husband went to see the Stones at the SoFi Stadium. And Paul McCartney was in the audience, and they, you know, had the camera on him, and he's watching.
Yeah.
He and Mick are friends, but, like, there's a rivalry there. And so they did some song. I forget what it was. Everybody was cheering. And Mick goes, "Not bad for a blues cover band, huh, Paul?"
Uh-huh.
And, like, started teasing him in the audience and even asked him to come up on stage and, you know, do a song with them. But he didn't, which would have been epic if he did. But,
That would have been fabulous.
They have a fun rivalry.
Yeah. Why do you suppose he didn't do that? That would have been a lot of fun.
I don't know.
You see that?
Maybe he was caught off guard that Mick said anything.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, he said the last conversation he had with John was about talking about bread, quote, "And I ring John. I was making bread and got quite good at it. So when I heard John was doing it, it was great. We could just talk about something so ordinary. It was just two guys talking about, well, I don't know, do you leave it in the oven overnight or what do you do?"
How do you make your sourdough? That's kind of the conversation that everyone had during the pandemic anyway.
Yeah.
During quarantine.
Yeah.
I've never talked about bread more than in my life. It's one of those things. Everybody I knew was making bread.
Ringo is something else. There's such a difference in the personalities, but yet they're all... Ringo and Paul are great friends, and they spend a lot of time, actually, together. But can you imagine if Ringo and Paul went out, if Ringo could convince him to go out with on his tours with the band, what is he called, the band? The All-Star Band. All-Star Band, that's it.
Yeah,
right. He's had a lot of good people. Joe Walsh was out with him for quite a long time. And there's a guy who's a character and a half.
The two of them together, my God.
Oh, my God.
They're brothers-in-law, too, which I always forget.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
They're brothers-in-law somehow. Either they're married to sisters or, you know, there's some connection there. But it's interesting family dinners, I bet.
Really, yep. In a moment, the story of a woman who miraculously survived a car crash. Her car was crushed. So story, we'll work that story out. And a dazzling diamond for you to consider to give to your lady, or maybe ladies give it to him. See, why don't women buy those things and give them to men? I'll talk about that.
You want a diamond pinky ring?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, you know me and rings. You know me.
Rock it on the tractor? Sure.
Yeah, that's it. All right, 45 after the hour, 15 before the new hour on the Friday DJV program, talking about My Pillow and all of the pillows that were canceled from all the box stores that don't like Mike Lindell, and so they sent all their pillows back. So now I think this is kind of a brave. they're just putting it out there. Okay, so Lindell is not popular because he likes Trump. So some
well,
of
have you seen his television commercial? His television commercial is like, I've been canceled, I've been ruined, they tried to take my business, but right. Here I am. Yeah, he talks about it.
And, you know, I think that's what makes him special. Or maybe not him, because I don't really, and I say this sort of, I don't really care that much about him. I care about the product and the people that are making it. Well, he's the guy who is responsible for it. You can't take that away from him under any circumstance. So just because he has political points of view that don't imagine, I guess that's another, maybe that point he makes, Jennifer, is a good one. Canceling, trying to cancel somebody because of their political point of view, let's put them out of business.
Especially a made in America company when right. There are so few made in America companies
exactly.
Out there right now.
Right, yeah.
No.
So anyway, I know I have your attention for MyPillow mattress toppers and towels and that sort of thing and pillows. There's a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Don't forget about that. Always a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can go through, I can go through anything and everything that is in the MyPillow product catalog. You can get it online. Sometimes they send it out to you if you're a customer. And it has all the neat things that are available for winter. Those down comforters that they're making now, the weighted blankets that they're making now, the throw blankets, and the robes and pajamas and loungewear, all along with the things that have become world famous because they are good. And the name MyPillow become synonymous with stuff made in America. So if you're interested in their towel sets, too, just check it out. Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. In the square there, put DJV. That's right, promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of all the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, like the Dream Bed Sheets and the Premium Pillows. Get yours now. The big deal is all those canceled pillows. You can buy one of them right now for $19.98. If you need pillows, go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Jay, you were telling the story about this woman who survived the crash. She was hit by a semi, completely destroyed the car near Mount Vernon, Washington, but she survived. How the heck
yeah.
did that happen?
It was a complete miracle. When you have to see the pictures, and we'll post this on DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. But the semi-truck was following too close to her. Something happened, and the semi doesn't just ram into the back. Lands on top of her car with the back end of the car being folded. Like, this car was folded in half. She's inside. They had to shut down all lanes, both northbound and southbound of the interstate, to get the semi-truck off of the car. And then once they were able to get access to her, she walked out of her own car. Minor injuries. Like, not only did she survive this, and when
what
you see the pictures, you're
driving?
Like, how did you survive? It was a Nissan Altima.
Wow. That's shocking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's a lot about the day that we're, you know, what day is it astrologically?
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour, end of the week, time for Victoria Keelan and I. Mostly she does the work, I do, I take the glory. I don't know why I said that, that was cheating.
You take the credit.
Yes, thank you. No, actually, I give the credit to you. Top five items from the world of technology, starting at number five with Apple's offer. What are they offering to do?
Well, Apple has announced a new program that's going to allow consumers to make common repairs to their iPhones themselves, which is, of course, as we know, this is a big thing that the Biden administration has been a champion of. It's the right to repair, and that's something that I think President Biden signed as an executive order almost immediately. And so it doesn't just apply to iPhones. This applies to, you know, we've heard about the tractors. If you have a tractor on a farm, you can now repair your own tractor. Instead of having John Deere shut it down remotely and then you just are stuck there. So this is something that Apple has also had to comply with. And so if you have an iPhone 12 or 13, that's where they're starting. The display, the battery, and the camera, you can actually make repairs related to those three things on your own at home. You can buy the parts that you need and Apple will send them to you. It will be free in some circumstances if you're under warranty still. And so they're now expanding the program to their Mac computers with their M1 chips, which I have an iMac, and it's so fast, it's amazing. I think this is a really good step in the right direction. If you have an older iPhone, you're not going to be included in this just yet, but we'll see where it goes. They're probably going to expand it further.
Right. All right, number four, the sad reality for people buying new trucks.
If you're looking for a brand new GM vehicle, pretty much, it's kind of pretty much all of them, especially if you're looking at a Chevrolet, a 2022 Chevy truck, you might want some warmer pants and a coat because the heated seats are not going to be an option. So your bum is going to be a little bit chilly because of the ongoing chip shortage. Now, this is the latest thing that car makers have to sacrifice, so there will be no heated seats. and in the SUVs and pickups. And this is, you know, as we know, the list just keeps growing and growing. The good news is, though, is that GM has said by basically just bypassing the heated seat chip, they are at least continuing to produce vehicles. And as we know, yeah. You drive around the country anywhere, you look at any dealership, and, you know, it's every dealership around me where I am in New Jersey, it's, you know, if you drive by a Mercedes dealership, there are no Mercedes cars there. It's all a bunch of used cars of other brands. And that seems to just be the trend. Everyone's trying to sell anything that they can get their hands on. And so GM has been hit really hard by this shortage. And so at least this way, they'll be able to start making some vehicles again.
All right. Number three, a study about teens and tweens and what they're sharing.
Yeah, this was very upsetting this week to a lot of people for good reason. It's a trend that worries sexual abuse experts. Teens and even younger children are sharing more nude pictures of themselves online and often with adults. And so the once shared with even one person, the images can easily be distributed further, become part of the, you know, of the whole child sexual abuse dark corner of the web. It's horrible. And they found in this new study, twice as many children between the ages of 9 and 12 reported sending nudes or other suggestive pictures of themselves in 2020 compared to the year prior. Now, some of the reasons for that, kids were at home. They were at home with their own home computers. They were probably bored. They weren't out with their friends. They weren't doing the stuff that they normally would be doing. And so a lot of kids took to more online activity. It really spiked during the pandemic, during quarantine. And so this is just, you know, another thing that parents need to worry about.
All right, number two is a new poll about Twitter.
Yeah, a majority of Twitter users this week say that they get news from Twitter, despite more than half of the users seeing misleading information on the network, and they say it's a major problem. This is a new survey from the Pew Research Center. Almost a quarter of Americans using Twitter, which is a lot of people. I mean, this is a lot of people. And they found that over 53% of respondents said that Twitter has a big problem with misinformation. And the interesting thing is that Republicans, who are kind of more vocal than Democrats about Twitter being a place of, you know, misinformation, it's interesting that the stuff that gets banned is actually not the conservative stuff. It's been a lot of other things aside from, you know, President Trump being banned from Twitter. But it's kind of an interesting poll.
Number one this week, we as a country have joined into this new cybersecurity partnership. What's that all about?
Yeah, this actually began a few years ago. I don't remember why, but for whatever reason, President Trump did not want to belong to this. This is a consortium of 80 countries, along with Microsoft and Google and other nonprofits and universities. This is called the Paris Call for Trust and Security in Cyberspace. And this is essentially rallying G7 countries to hold other nations accountable when they have cyber attacks.
All right, those are the top five tech stories.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them, around the world, around the clock. Our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.